Well, let's get to your top story, and that's the NIA that have brought the mastermind and the bomb planter to Bengaluru from Bengal, as the anti-terror agency has been granted 3-day transit remand of the Bengaluru cafe blast accused. We're talking about Abdul Mateen Ahmed Taha as well as Musawir Hussain Shazib, who were arrested from Midnapur in Bengal on Friday. Now, both the accused will be produced in court today. And today, the RJD released its manifesto for the Lok Sabha polls. Tejaswi Yadav made announcements and promises to the tune of 1 crore jobs for the youth across the country. They have also spoken about government vacancies that will be filled as soon as they come to power. They've spoken about 15th of August being the start of those jobs that will be filled up by the youth as well as others in the state of Bihar. Now, he's also gone on to speak about the women, as far as the girls, the sisters of poor families. They will get an assistance of 1 lakh rupees on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan every year once they come to power. And of course, Tejaswi Yadav talking about how they will reduce the pricing when it comes to gas cylinders. Gas cylinders will now cost 500 rupees if the RJD comes back into the state of Bihar as the ruling party. And they will also then restart the old pension scheme and of course making a promise of ensuring that Bihar gets that special status. Well, let's get you breaking news coming in from Andhra Pradesh. The seat-sharing deal has now been finalized between the Congress, the CPM and the CPI. They've agreed upon a seat distribution formula now. And we're talking about the CPM that will run for 1 Lok Sabha seat and 8 assembly seats, whereas CPI will run for 14 assembly seats and 2 Lok Sabha seats. So that is the arrangement that has been worked upon. And a meeting of the Congress Election Committee has been scheduled for this evening at about 4 o'clock to finalize the tickets for the Lok Sabha elections. Senior leaders, including Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi, they will be present there. And that meeting might also end up deciding, as far as those seats are concerned, crucial seats, whether it's Punjab, Haryana or even Himachal Pradesh. Amit Shah to campaign in Kanyakumari, Rajasthan and Noida. Well, we are talking about Amit Shah that will be holding a roadshow in Kanyakumari, followed by 2 public meetings in Harsoli of Rajasthan and Noida of Uttar Pradesh. Former Congress National President Rahul Gandhi will be addressing an election rally in Chhattisgarh's Bastar, followed by another rally that's going to be taking place in Maharashtra's Sakoli, while Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will be holding a public meeting, and that's going to be taking place in Haridwar. Former Maharashtra Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Uddhav Thackeray has been travelling in a Mumbai local train. This was after visiting Palghar that he went on to use the local train to get his way back into Mumbai. And he was seated with other leaders from his party as well. 6 days ahead of the Lok Sabha election, and TMC versus BJP fight heats up in North Bengal. A large number of people gathered for the public meeting of Abhishek Banerjee, the TMC MP and National General Secretary, this meeting that took place in Jalpaiguri. Tamil Nadu's Minister and DMK leader, we're talking about Udayanidhi Stalin, held election campaigning for the party's sitting MP and candidate from Tuticorin. This is a seat along with his aunt and candidate, Kanimuri. And Andhra Pradesh Congress Chief Y.S. Sharmila held a public meeting which comes under Chief Minister and Sharmila's brother Jagan Mohan Reddy's assembly constituency.